I love digital comics. When the digital comic wave transition started happening in the industry, I was slow to adopt it. I admit it. I was slow to adopt it. Sometime during the New 52, when DC went day and date with everything, I started dipping my toe in the water. And then I did it a little bit more with when Marvel started putting a code in with like all their books that were $3.99 and up. I would buy a book, redeem the code, read the comic digitally, and I would do this on a regular basis. It was my preferred way to do it at the time, and slowly I transitioned to just straight up wanting to buy digitally, period. Now, there are lots of advantages to this, in my opinion. Number one, I think that the books look better. I think they look better than paper, and I know that's blasphemy to some people, and no, you don't get that old comic smell, but frankly, you haven't gotten that old comic smell in years anyway. Like years, you didn't get that for like when as paper quality improved, you did that went away. But I like how you can zoom in and look at a panel up close in detail if you want. I don't use it, but I like how like Comixology pioneered the guided access, the panel by panel viewing that you now see pretty much as table stakes in any digital reader app. Comixology, of course, I think has it the best, but Marvel Unlimited has it. The DC Universe app has it. You have to have these things because it's amazing for new comic readers. Lots of times throughout my entire life, I've heard people look at comics and say, I don't know how to read it. Now, to me, who's been reading comics since I was learning to read, I don't really have a problem. Yeah, every now and then you get some crazy layout, but in general, I don't really have a problem with it. However, I understand why other people do. Add to that I figured out really before I was even a digital guy, but it really cemented it for me. I care more about reading the stories. I care more about taking in the content than I do actually owning the thing. I have something like 12,000 and change single issues and trades where trades count as one in physical form because that was the only way to buy comics for a long time. Then as I've switched to digital, I couldn't tell you how many I have. It's not that many because I haven't been digital as long, but I realized I don't care about having a physical book on my shelf that if I know what issue I want to look for, and even if I know where it's at, maybe it's buried under 50 other issues and I have to go dig through to find it. I don't care about that process at all. I don't begrudge people who do. I mean, I joke a lot about it with Scott from the Suicide Squad cast, but I don't begrudge him. If he likes physical comics, by all means, buy them. Just for me, it's not worth it. Whereas with a digital comic, I pull up, I have my digital library, I can type in the name of the series I'm looking for. I can go straight to it if that's what I want, or I can easily browse all my series at one time. And it's just, for me, it's so much easier. Now, that's not to say everything is perfect with digital comics. Some people consider it a negative that they can change the comic after the fact. They can update what the comic is. You have that recent Batman book where he was shown without his clothes for. I haven't read it myself, but for what I can tell, and I've seen the panels in question, for what is a completely arbitrary choice. There was no story reason to include it, other than it sure feels like they knew it would just be good for PR. Of course, they've since reprinted it with that page darkened out. They've updated the digital to darken that out. So even if it was a PR stunt, they did it poorly because they got what they wanted and now they're backtracking on it. But I consider it a benefit that these books can be updated. I mean, anyone who's read comics as long as I have has read hundreds of examples where like obvious typos are in the book, or maybe character word balloons got flipped, and you can just tell from the dialogue that it makes no sense unless you flip which word balloon is attached to which character, and then it makes perfect sense. So it's so obvious that they just, made a mistake. No big deal. But with a digital comic, these things can and do be fixed. I will, on a regular basis, download an issue, read it. It's on my iPad for a while, and I want to go back and reference it for some reason. And when I open it, it says, "Hey, there's an update. Do you want to download now or download later?" And I usually just download at the time because it downloads pretty fast. It's no big deal. And they can correct mistakes to the book. I like that. I do not remember the last time something like this Batman incident happened where it changed what was actually, like, it changed content of the book in that way. And again, that one, I don't think they should have ever done it in the first place. And that's not me being a prude. I just think there was no point in doing it. But to me, I think that kind of thing is not overall that it's obviously rare that they're updating a book for content censorship purposes. And so whatever. But here's the downside to digital comics. Every now and then they have a glitch. So with Comixology, where I buy all the comics, I buy them all via in-app purchases. I do not buy directly from the Comixology website. Now, the reason I do it that way is because, for me, it's cheaper. iTunes money goes on sale on a regular basis. 5, 10, 20% off. And when it goes on sale, I'd say 10 to 15 is the most commons, I will purchase quite a bit of it. Now, this money gets used for movies and television and apps and music. And so it's not like this is just comic book money, but because I can pay with comic books for this, if I spend $85 to buy 100, I'm effectively getting 15% off any comic books that I purchase. I think that's it's a great deal for me. I really appreciate it. So that is usually how I do it. I only go through the website when I have no other alternative. Now, on Wednesday mornings, every Wednesday morning, I wake up and as soon as I'm awake enough to, you know, be coherent, I will look at what came out that week for the major publishers, because that's really all I buy at this point. Both DC and Marvel have their respective individual Comixology apps. And so for them, you can, and Image does as well, you can buy in the app. And that is what I like to do. But every Wednesday morning, I wake up and it's new comics for the week and they're not there. However, I figured out, I don't know, like a year ago, that if you look in the just added section, they will actually, the new comics for the week will appear there before they have the section ready to go for like highlighting the new books for the week. And so I just go into there and you can scroll through them all and buy whatever you want and read whatever you want right then and there. And I noticed this week with DC, and nothing came out that I wanted to buy, no big deal. And so then I go to look at Marvel and I'm expecting the bare minimum, which is what there is, a Spider-Geddon tie-in. And I'm like, great, I'm going to buy the Spider-Geddon tie-in because I'm pretty sure that comes out this week, and it's not there. Nothing is there from Just Added. In Just Added, nothing is there for New Comics of the Week. And this is where I find it infuriating, and this is something that bothers me about digital comics, is for some reason, I can go to the Comixology website and purchase this book right then and there. No problem. It'll sync to my iPad, and I can do that. And I'm probably going to end up doing that in this case. But I can't buy it in the app. Now, this has happened before, but it's always been like an hour or two and they've had it fixed. As of right now, since I discovered the problem, it's been a little over a day, a little over 24 hours. I find it infuriating. And yeah, I'm sure people are laughing and snickering because they're thinking, well, you don't have this problem at the physical brick and mortar store. Well, no, you don't. You just have other problems like boxes that get shipped and they're damaged, or boxes that don't get shipped at all, or the store has to close. I understand that problems happen. It's just really frustrating me when I looked at what was coming out for the week and I can't actually buy it in the way that I want to, in a way that is officially supported. That said, I'm getting on a plane tonight. I'll probably want to read it on the plane. I will probably just end up buying it on Comixology and download it to my iPad, and I will happily read it on the plane, and they'll fix this issue and it'll probably be fine for next week. But this is one of the annoyances to the digital comics, is you get in the habit of things being available at a certain time. And then when that gets thrown off, it just throws the whole process off for me. All right. Thank you.